I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
This is Shawnee from Sacramento playing this morning.
Yes, Shawnee Melinda. Nice to meet you.
Nice Shawnee. To meet you. Shawnee.
Oh, yeah. T-Pain reference.
Shawnee. Okay. But you know what? I've had that all in my entire life. Don't worry.
Before T-Pain.
Oh, people have been saying that?
Oh, yeah. You know what? My sister's names are Julie and Nicole. So go figure.
I don't know.
I don't know either. No idea.
I get it, Shawnee. Don't listen to them.
What is there to get?
See,
explain the joke to me.
Understand.
She's saying her sisters have like normal names, and then her name is Shawnee.
Exactly.
And out of all the names, T-Pain picked that one.
It's unique, and it's fitting, for sure.
It is unique, and it's fitting, you stupid idiot.
All right, well.
Shut up.
Okay. Well, Shawnee, welcome to the show. Would you mind?
I don't know why we're so combative all of a sudden.
She wants to win today, Gavin.
Well, fine.
Shawnee, do us a favor. Go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Katie, you have been kicked.
Okay.
Shawnee, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win this morning. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. The jackpot is set for $40. Are you ready?
Sounds good so far. Let's do it.
Gavin, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. Last night was the series finale of Game of Thrones on HBO. Did you know the actors that played, is it Cersei? Cersei and Bronn never appeared in the same scene together because they went through a bad breakup in real life? Cersei is the widow of whom?
Oh, my. I want to say, I wish I knew.
Katie.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
Couldn't be Katie at all.
Okay. Question two. I.M. Pei, the architect of the Louvre and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has died at the age of 102. He designed the glass and steel pyramid at the entrance of the Louvre Museum in 1989. He also did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995, which is located in what American city?
I want to say Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Question three. Demi Lovato got a tattoo of her meemaw on her forearm when she was 26. Who is Demi Lovato's longtime on-again, off-again boyfriend from that 70s show?
Oh, Mr. Wilder Wama.
Question four. Our friends at a Milwaukee radio station, Kiss FM, have officially banned music by Drake on their station as their NBA team is taking on the NBA team from Toronto, where Drake is from. What are the animal mascots of those two NBA teams?
Oh, you know what? I want to say something Canadian Cougars, Canadian...
three.
Let's go with the Cougars.
Okay, there's one animal.
There's
How about the other one?
We need the other one.
Oh, let's say Canadian...
Going with the same country.
Qualcomm.
All right.
Same country? Oh, go with it.
All right, we'll go with it. And question five. Over the weekend, billionaire Robert F. Smith spoke at Morehouse College's graduation ceremony and announced he's paying off the student loans for this year's graduating class. If it costs about $40 million to pay off the debt of 400 students, about how much debt does each student have?
I want to go with at least 10,000 each student.
We can't accept at least.
Oh,
right. So is that your answer?
$40 million and 400 in the graduating class?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go with 10,000. Yes.
Okay. Katie!
All right.
Come on, Katie.
We have been It's having
been
fun.
It's been fun today.
Has
Bamboozled. Bamboozled. Put it that way. Go ahead.
I don't know why she's saying that.
Okay. Yeah, neither. Okay.
All right, Katie,
okay.
You're going for your 231st win today.
Correct.
And as always, if you want a behind the scenes, we're doing it right now on our Instagram Live at end1065. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Last night was the series finale of Game of Thrones on HBO. Did you know the actors that played Cersei and Bronn never appear in the same scene together? Never appear in the same scene together because they went through a bad breakup in real life?
Wait, who's Bronn?
The sellsword that was friends with Tyrion most of the series. The guy...
bald hair
long hair.
Okay, I'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
Cersei is the widow of whom?
God, I'm really bad with the names.
Oh my God.
Robert Baratheon?
Oh!
Is that right?
Wow!
Yes!
Got it.
King Robert Baratheon.
Oh my God, that was just the only name I could think of.
Question two. I am Pei, the architect of the Louvre and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has died at the age of 102. He designed the glass and steel pyramid at the entrance of the Louvre, and he also did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995, which is located in what American city?
Detroit?
Incorrect.
Good guess.
Cleveland.
Cleveland?
She guessed the American city, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
What? I did.
Okay. just in case you needed confirmation on that. All right, question three. Demi Lovato got a tattoo of her meemaw from when she was 26 on her forearm. Who is Demi Lovato's longtime on-again, off-again boyfriend from that 70s show?
Wilmer Valderrama.
That is correct.
I now have trouble saying it because Gavin always pretends he doesn't know how to say it.
Everyone has trouble saying his name because it's not a real name.
Saying what name?
Wilmer Valderrama.
Okay.
Wilmer
Valderrama.
Wilmer Valderrama.
Okay.
Question for our friends at a Milwaukee radio station, Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, we know them very well.
Oh, yeah.
And today's Allie's birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, Allie.
They've officially banned music by Drake on their radio station as their NBA team is taking on the NBA team from Toronto, where Drake is from. What are the animal mascots of those two NBA teams?
Where are Riggs and Allie?
Milwaukee.
Okay, the Bucks and the Raptors.
That is correct.
She guessed.
I am sports.
She guessed the Canadian Cougars.
Okay.
And the Canadian Castlemeers, or whatever
okay.
She said.
Well, you know what? I like that she's guessing instead of just, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
And question five. Over the weekend, billionaire Robert F. Smith spoke at Morehouse College's graduation ceremony and announced his paying off the student loans for this year's graduating class. If it costs about $40 million to pay off the debt of 400 students, about how much debt does each student have?
Which that, by the way, is pretty close to the actual numbers.
I'm going to say $100,000.
Oh,
that is
my
correct.
God! Wow! Achimachi!
Wow!
Whew. Am I good at math now?
What happened to
you? Am I good at math?
What'd you do over the weekend? Did you practice math?
I studied.
Ugh.
I heard 400,000 at first. That's what it was.
You also heard like the Calgary Cougars or something. So,
all right. Today's final score: Shawnee 1, Katie 4.
Man,
Katie with the win.
5.
Go Katie.
So close.
Go Katie.
All right, tomorrow we'll add $20 to the jackpot. We'll play for $60. Our record stands 251 wins and 44 losses. Shawnee, I am sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Go ahead and tell me. Oh.
No, you tell us.
Yeah, you got to tell us.
You're not smarter than Katie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.